Faith said, that's good. And they kept on walking, and they got to a large body of water. And science stopped in his track. And Faith said, keep on going, science. Science said, wait a minute. I don't know what's in the water. I don't know how deep the water is. I don't know the makeup of the water. I don't know all of the specifics that would let me know whether or not I can walk on the water or sink in the water. Faith said, step back. Let me lead you. Faith said, when we started off, you wanted to prove that science was better because you knew the makeup, the origin, and the operation of things. He said, while you were naming every flower that was there, you forgot too. The rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. He said, and when we walked onto the field and you started naming all of the trees, he said, you missed one tree. And that was the tree of life. He said, when we came to the big rock, you told me about that rock, that you could tell me how old that rock was and what it was made of. He said, but you didn't tell me nothing about the rock of ages. He said, and now we got to this great body of water, and you can't walk on the water because you don't know what the makeup of it is and how it is configured and whether or not all that you are is able to withstand all that it is. So let me tell you how I work. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Let me make it plain for you. Everywhere I step, there's something under me.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Factors which hang rail on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us.
All right then.
But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Does not thou fear God?
Ooh.
Seeing thou art in the same condemnation, we indeed just, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss.
All right, then.
Now the thieves got that much sense.
Ooh.
What about Donald Trump?
All right, now.
And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me
when you come into your kingdom.
In thy kingdom.
Thy kingdom. Remember me.
And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me
in paradise.
In paradise. Stop down. And about the sixth hour. There was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour. And when the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple went in the midst, Jesus cried and said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And last verse, now the centurion saw what was done. He glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man.
Righteously,
he may be seen.
Righteously.
Because he loves me.
Because he loves me. In spite of.
Because he loves me. I can face tomorrow.
Face tomorrow, because he loves me.
No matter what I'm going through.
He loves me.
Because he loves me.
That's right.
You need to tell somebody on your job out there tomorrow. You know the Lord died for you. Whatever you're going through, whatever, I ain't say you, but whatever your co-worker is going through, encourage them to tell them about the Lord Jesus. Because that's what he wants us to do. To encourage somebody that don't know him. Or somebody that's going through something that don't know him. And there are a lot of people that still don't know the Lord Jesus. Because if they did, they wouldn't act the way they act. See, when you got Christ in your life, you don't act. You know, all disembobulated. Say all kind of things out your mouth. You know, all this kind of stuff. When you are born again, believer, baptized, believer in Jesus Christ, you know how to carry yourself when ain't nobody looking around you. You know how to carry yourself. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And here we have Jesus, the one that made withered hands whole.
Oh, Lord.
John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And he said, I'm not worthy to stoop to loose the shoes that you have on. But Jesus submitted himself to his cousin, John the Baptist. And it's a strange thing about it when the Lord, you do some strange things and you have strange meats. The John the Baptist meat was wild money in Lucas. Now, I don't know y'all eat that kind of stuff. Amen. But that was his meat, John the Baptist. That was Jesus' first cousin. And in the seventh chapter, Jesus bragged on John the Baptist. He said, y'all call him a wine devil or friends of, you know, people going to talk anyway. They're going to say all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. There ain't no lie.
I've learned and discovered over these 30 years that I'm going to be called everything but
a child of God. But a child of God, man.
But a child of God. I'm just going to keep on praying for you, whoever's talking about me, and going up King's Highway. Because I know the end going to be all right. Because there's a scripture that Paul writes to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 15:58. He said, be ye steadfast.
Always by the word of the Lord.
Abounding in the work of the Lord.
Work of the Lord.
For as much as you know,
That your labor,
that
not,
your labor
is not in vain.
I don't want my labor in vain.
Amen.
Because I got a God to glorify. And I got a charge to keep. See, all of us done came a long way. We ain't got here by ourselves. No. And I don't think Donald Trump can stop the work of the law. I don't think.
He got that power.
He want to be, quote unquote, God himself, but he a lie.
And
I'm on the radio.
He
a lie. I want to say something else, but I ain't going to say it. I don't even watch the food. And neither our government. Because you're a crook too. I put my trust
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
In the Lord, Pastor.
Because the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lead not unto thine own understanding. And say, in all thy ways acknowledge thy will. Thou wilt your prayer. Can I get a
witness? Yeah.
Now, if you look in the 23rd chapter, up at that first part, and verse 2, they begin to accuse him, saying, we find this fellow. Now, they call him a fellow. This man can feed multitude, and fed the 5,000, fed the 4,000, and made good land whole, and y'all gonna say, this y'all.
Ain't that so?
That's what the Jews say.
Yeah.
Because they say he come unto his own.
Yeah.
And his own received
him not.
So they say, we find this fellow perverting the nation and forbidden to give tribute to Caesar Augustus. That's like Donald Trump, Caesar Augustus. He's like he was some big shot. I want to be seen.
Yes, sir.
I'm God. They got some people like that.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all look, they got some people like that.
Yeah.
Think they God? Yeah. Look down on you because you ain't got what they got. But just remember that the same man that I served gave you that, he can give it to me too.
No
respect the price, son.
No respect.
Amen.
And that he himself is the Christ. A king. Well, I heard that when he fed the 5,000 in the 6th chapter of the book of John, go read it for yourself. They came and took him by force to make him a king. And Jesus began to get out of the way and went up into the mountaintop alone to pray to the Father. That's in the 6th chapter of John. You go read it if you ain't tore it out your mind. After he fed the 5,000. Now he fed 4,000 too. That was the Gentile. With a few small fish.
Yeah,
you know, God is so
strange. Oh, I just get that.
Because the 5,000 he fed less, and the 4,000 he fed with more. Because he had a few small fish and 7 loaves of bread.
Amen.
I'm just talking about when you meditate on it.
Yeah, tell it back.
See, I ain't talking about reading. I said when you just think about meditate with it. And take a little time to talk to him.
Yeah.
You'll see that his ways ain't your ways and my thoughts ain't your thoughts. Because they're like,
come on, bro. All right, bro. All right.
And you begin to think about your laugh at Donald Trump and say, hey, baby, listen. I know what your end ain't gonna be.
Hey.
Because great is the fall of. That's what Jesus said. And look what it said. Old crooked Pilate, you know him, he washed his hands, Matthew said. Because Pilate's wife had sent him a letter over in the 27th chapter of Matthew, round up that 19th verse, said, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I suffered much in a dream about that man. He turned and washed his hands. Now it's so warm with his water. And here come two old false witnesses, that right here. He said he's the Son of God.
Yeah.
But he is the Son of God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let me go on and finish this thing now. What time did we go? It say, one of them, now they're on the cross. And it say, one of the malefactors, these two thieves now who stole lawnmowers and broke in banks and stole your weed and lawn and everything else. They were thieves.
Yeah.
They were thieves now.
Oh,
yeah, they were thieves. Right. You know some thieves?
Yeah, in your neighborhood, yeah, have to change the lawnmower, have to change everything in there now. Amen. Change the house down too. They might take the house down. Amen. Put people something else in the neighborhood. Yeah. You be sleeping, going trying to tiptoe like a thief. But they were two thieves on the cross. Because they wanted to kill them as well. Now they talking to one another. Jesus ain't saying nothing. Jesus is in the middle. Redemption is in the middle.
Yeah.
And they talking to one of another. Uh-huh. And said, if thou be the Christ, then now say, save thyself and us. Now they already been talking up. If you look at, but I ain't got time to look at all that. But if you go back and read it for yourself, probably that already gave sinners, and some of them say, if you save yourself, won't you come down and make a great impact? Well, he thought about me because he loves New Jerusalem.
Yes, sir. All right. All right.
Oh, I put a point in pink, right? Because he loves New Jerusalem.
All right, huh?
That's why he didn't come down. Because when Peter cut that man here off, he said, put up thy shield, Peter. I could call 72,000 names if I just wanted to.
Yes, okay.
But I didn't want to do that. Oh. I want to show y'all that I got all power
in my hand.
Yes, sir. Yes,
not
sir.
Some power.
All power.
But all power.
Heaven and earth.
Is in my hand.
Yes.
So I'm trying to help somebody let you know that whatever you're going through this morning, put it in the Lord's hand. Yes. The Lord can handle it better than you can.
Right.
Yeah, the song I said, tell him all about my trouble. You got to tell the Lord and go to him and alone by yourself and say, Lord, I'm going through this, or I'm going through that, or my son or daughter going through that. Lord, I need you to help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right, fam. Too right. Too right.
Hanging out with Jesus is the best thing I ever had.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I say, hanging out with Jesus. He'll tell you some things. That you know, you have to laugh to yourself. Some of you say, you crazy or not? I got somebody that's bigger than you talking to me inside. I got somebody that I know that can handle my problem better than you can. See, Donald Trump, just because he's just a little peon to God, because God can let it go a little far, but then God will step in.
Yeah,
right.
Put a flat in his back.
He don't come like us all slow, you know, and, you know, disembobulated. He comes suddenly. The Lord said, suddenly. That's how he come to Paul, suddenly. That's how the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, suddenly. He come quick.
Yes, sir.
Because I think the Bible says in a moment.
In a twinkling of an eye.
I think the Holy Spirit. That's the 1 Corinthians 15:50. I think the Bible says in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, God's going to wait till the trumpet, blow the trumpet.
Yeah.
And then we shall be changed, incorruptible. You know, from corruptible into
incorruptible.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you're right.
Amen.
So I'm trying to tell somebody, whatever you're going through, God will save you from whatever you're going through. The church already said they're going to help, but that's God working through people. See, God working through people to help you. We know he's a spirit, but he got all power in his hand. And look at me on the cross. I ain't going to be too long, but I'm just going to take 10 minutes. I'm going to get to you. Look what it said. But the others answered, rebuked him. That means shut up.
Yeah.
Saying, do not thou fear God? Mm-hmm. The only cause now, seeing thou are in the same condemnation. We're in the same situation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But what do we say? We indeed, for the one say, Diane, we indeed justified, we receive the due reward for what we done. Mm-hmm. But you know, we were some crooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know about some crooks?
Better.
Sneaking out the back door.
Sneaking out the back door.
Yeah, y'all know that?
Yeah. She's in the next room, huh?
Yeah. If I could turn back the handle.
Woo! Well, I tell you, that's something. It will be somewhere.
I was just choking, Tim.
That's all it is.
Put your hand over your mouth, got a help the solution. Oh, respect yourself. I'm just talking. Because it was a good old day.
Yeah, it was that old land, man.
We went to the Stony Quarter, and we didn't have nothing. We go to Mr. House, Commander Carter, God bless the dead, knock on the door. We said we need some eggs and butter. We didn't have no poison in the eggs. We had eggs.
You sure can get it from one day back to here. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Kush, kush. I'm just talking about the good old days. Oh, yeah. Kush, kush. Kush,
kush.
He don't know about that.
Well, he's got to figure out what that is.
He know about PlayStation 5 and 6 and 8 and all that kind of stuff. We ain't had that.
You know what that was?
You know what that was? You know what that was?
No, no.
Say a phone. What that was? No.
You right, pal.
I'm talking about the old way.
Yeah.
The old way is the good way. Acts Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand ye in the way and seek and ask for the old path, which is the good way, and walk therein.
Good way.
Jeremiah 6:16, isn't it about me? So I listen to Steve. Oh, yeah? Look what happened. Look what happened. Look what it says. He said, but this man had done nothing. In other words, they talking to themselves. They say, now, we would do our work, but we stole and we did all kind of crooked things. But this man right here, I know he don't deserve what he got.
All right.
But because he loves. Because he went to Calvary to die for you and I. Moses couldn't do it. Jeremiah couldn't do it. Elijah couldn't do it. Elisha couldn't do it. Jacob couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. So he said, Lord, tell me about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hold it.
And I'm going to go down there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give 33 years. And I have. And I'm going to be beat. He told him.
Yep.
In Matthew 16:13, he said, whom do men say that I am? Some say Jeremiah.
Some say prophet.
Some say Elijah.
Okay.
Some say Isaiah.
Okay.
Some say just one of the prophets.
Yeah, one of the prophets.
Okay. But he turned to Peter.
Uh-huh.
That boy that made that Cephas made a stone.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, the whom do men say that I am?
Yeah.
And Peter said, thou art the Christ.
Come on, Jesus.
The Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this, but my Father who's in heaven. And then he said, I'm going to give you some keys to the kingdom of heaven. I want some keys one day. I want to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I want to walk the streets of gold one day.
Touch the pearly
gates. I got two. I know what 2+2 is.
Oh, yeah.
Because as I tell you, King, you're young now. But just keep on living.
You're right.
I can't do what I did 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
Because I done got a little old.
Yeah.
You done got a little old.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Time bring on a change.
All right.
But I ask God to don't take my mind. And keep me in a portion of my health and strength that what I can do for myself, not wife do for me, because she don't get tired. She love me, but you get tired sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
You
get tired sometimes.
It's all right.
But I know a man.
Hey.
Reverend Carr.
Well,
I know a man that never get tired. I know a man walked 50 miles to save a wretch, a woman at the wheel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And guess what? He beat out of it.
Yes,
sir. Look at the gospel.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's hot. But it's tight. But it's right.
Yeah.
And you who? He was sitting there waiting on the way.
Well.
Sitting there. And he asked her a question. He said, give me 4th chapter of John. He said, give me, I'm just talking about the goodness of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He said, give me a drink.
Yes, sir.
A water.
Yes, sir.
And she replied back, I guess you must say, he ain't get out of grace with me. He ain't tell me to meet me around the corner. He ain't tell me this or that. He didn't do none of that. He said, I don't have no dealings with you. You is a Jew. And I am a Samaritan. We don't have no dealing with y'all. Because we've been called everything.
He said, you only knew who I was. That's right. You all knew who I was.
You give me a drink.
That's right. You only knew who I was. Oh.
Ain't God good? He ain't got out of play with the woman because she had been some kind of look fat. I want to use the Bible term, the biblical term. She hadn't been fat to look upon because he said, go get your husband.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, I don't have any. And Jesus got in a cooler. He said, I know you ain't. You had five. And the one you sleep with now ain't your
own.
Oh, sit down, so I'm talking about me now. I ain't talking about nobody else. Because every tongue got to sit on his own
Bible.
Bible. Where's that? Matthew 36 and 40.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Matthew 16.